Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Commodore. This was the nickname of one of the wealthiest human beings in history, adjusted for inflation. A Staten Island-born Dutch-American named Cornelius Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt his fortune by constructing a vast network of rail lines in the late 19th century, putting him in the elite company of Gilded Age contemporaries like Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller. Praised as captains of industry by bootlickers and vilified by the working class as robber barons. Like hoarders of wealth, past and present, Vanderbilt fancied himself a philanthropist, a practice that Warren Buffett's son Peter Buffett decried as conscience laundering, of which the most visible effort was his eponymous Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. And Vanderbilt's no doubt rich shithead grandson, George Washington Vanderbilt II, constructed another landmark, the largest private home in the country, the 250-room Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. But while tourists still flock to the Biltmore, it's another more recent North Carolina institution that's had more impact in the South. A chicken and biscuit restaurant founded in 1977 by entrepreneur Jack Z. Fulk. The fast food concept fast became a regional fave, expanding into adjacent states in subsequent decades, and today numbering north of 450 eateries, including some a short drive from Vanderbilt University. Today, the generational wealth of the Vanderbilt family persists not just in land holdings, but in celebrity. Fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt is a descendant, as are CNN anchor Anderson Cooper and actor Timothy Oliphant. And while the equivalent of robber barons still exist in the form of obnoxious tech assholes, much wealth and political power is now concentrated in faceless holding corporations and equity firms like the Jordan Company and Durational Capital Management, which together own Folk's Carolina Chicken chain that snakes across the American South, like the Commodore's Railways. This week on Doughboys, Bojangles. Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, Nashville? The two of you have the best seats in the house, so you're guys facing directly away from the stage. Thank you for coming out. Thanks, everyone. It's so great to be back here. It's been too long. What a thrill. We have a great show for you today, but before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Jack. Let me introduce my co-host, the original Nashville Predator, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
What's up, Nashville?
Yeah.
Celtics, baby.
That's all right. I don't give a shit.
What's up? That made me gasp at the original Nashville Predator.
Good.
Jesus. Nashville, there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be except in front of a TV anywhere watching the Celtics game. This sucks.
Is anyone following the game on their phones?
All right. Get them out.
Yeah, get them out. Get your phones out. Start live streaming. Look for anything cancelable and upload it immediately.
We had the chance. We could have used, what are the bags called?
What's that?
What are the kinder? What are they called?
Yonder.
Yonder bags. Yonder. We had the opportunity, but I do want to know the Celtics score, so yeah. We said no. We want to hear what it is. Thank you. That's helpful.
Someone just showed their phone screen to Mitch from 15 feet away.
It was a picture of him and his dog.
Now handing the phone over. I guess incapable of speaking. That's fine.
I'm in his texts.
Get out of his texts, Mitch.
I'm in Adam's social media. How's that?
Wow.
This show I'm at right now sucks.
Bunch of Wordle scores there. Get
yeah,
some friends
just the,
exchanging
just the Wordle
scores.
Okay. All right, I'm going to text. Is your mom saved as mom? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Mom, just wanted to say I love you.
Aw, that's sweet. You guys are on good terms, right? Okay, good. Because that'd be weird otherwise.
There you go. Good sport.
What's your name? James, thanks so much. James, what is the Celtic score?
It's 45-37, Brooklyn.
Wow, okay.
Fuck!
Close the gap a little bit.
We'll be all right. So it smells like barbecue outside. And that, is that normal? Is it a normal thing?
That's the pig pen cloud following the Doughboys audience.
My mom said, is something wrong?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
His mom said, is something wrong? You should say yes about the Doughboys live show. Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
What do we do?
What did you do?
I guess it was me.
Yeah, it was 100%
it was
you,
too. Why has it got a stress reliever here? It's been a wild trip for us.
It's been a wild
it's
trip.
It's been a really wild trip.
Mask mandate repealed just in time for our flight.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Some dude in LAX yelled out to everyone, you don't have to wear your muzzles anymore. Like, as soon as I got there, I was like, all right, sure.
I got off the plane and walked into a man coughing in a Bucky's t-shirt. This is the truth. Greeting people with coughs at the door. I'm tired, Wags. I shouldn't say that on the stage, but I'm very tired.
You're doing great. You're doing fine.
We're doing good. It was very chaotic. It was very chaotic getting here. A lot of things happened.
But we're here safe and sound, thrilled to be back. And Mitch, we're not just in Nashville for the first time in a few years. This is also a special occasion. Happy 420, buddy.
Yeah, bro. Dear God.
Has anyone here smoked a little wacky tobacco in advance of the show? Few people, okay.
Get them out.
Yeah. This is a sting operation. It's a good day. You know, look, I don't mess with the reefer anymore, but I know our producer Emma does. Emma's standing and waving.
Have you ever messed with the reefer?
Yeah, I've inhaled a little bit.
Jesus. Bill Clinton-esque. What do you mean?
I did inhale.
When and where and why? I actually do want to know.
Look,
I don't...
Unlike Bill Clinton, I did inhale, and I've never gotten my dick sucked, so...
I believe it.
Yeah. No, I haven't smoked in many years. Last time I had any sort of weed intake, it was via an edible, and I had a panic attack that had me pacing around my apartment for 4 hours, and I was just like, I can't go back to this. But I was trying to use it to relax for a little bit. It didn't have the same effect, though. It usually makes me more anxious.
Yeah. What did Natalie think of all this, your lovely wife?
She's just always so exasperated in general.
Yeah.
So it was just like, this shit was kind of her attitude. This shit now.
Just walks out of the house.
Yeah exactly.
Happy birthday to Harris Whittles. It's his birthday today.
HBD
we love Harris.
Whittles.
Yeah. Gonna say that. Funny man.
Yeah.
Nick, when you were coming to LA, wait, LA? I'm tired. When you were coming to Nashville.
That's right.
The night before, tell everybody what happened.
I stepped on a nail.
I made the joke that he was trying to break into Kevin McAllister's house. And I just wanted to say it again.
It's a good joke. Yeah, they were originally the Doughboys were stunt cast in the Home Alone remake as the Wet Bandits. And then they CGI'd us out like Kevin Spacey and All the Money in the World.
It's kind of a preemptive thing. It's like, we don't want footage of these guys trying to break into a child's home.
We were going to be the Wet and Sticky Bandits. First of all, howdy ho to Spoon Nation.
Wow.
No, you don't have to clap that. Can we put a TV in the front row where the guy who gave me his phone is sitting and just watch the Celtics game? I got a little drop to play, right, Emma?
Wow.
Let's hit him with it.
I got a good job. I work hard for my dough. I sit on the couch, eat my three-piece combo. Then I fire up the podcast mic and let the cum jokes run. I try tasty bites, fish delights. Then I gotta give my score and do the food review and boogie.
Wow.
Yeah, heat seeking, no peeking. Come on, baby, let's go break shoes. Oh, squinty eyes, oven fries, baby, cupcakes up as we're gonna boogie. Oh, got a world-class tank ass. I spill my glass.
Wow.
Doing boogie.
He's doing it. He's doing honky tonk. Damn. Emphasis on honky. Damn. Surprised he didn't fall over with that fucking.
I hurt myself a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wise, I remember starting a live show with someone else's drop. Just terrifying. And it's like a minute long. You know, you don't know what you're getting. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's on you, though.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Howdy, Doe family. We threw together this Brooks and Dunn spoof drop in anticipation of the Nashville show. Kevin wrote the lyrics, and Mac performed and recorded it. Thanks for the laughs and safe travels. Kevin and Mac, Kevtron and TN Pizza Freak in the Dose Court. Are you guys here?
Wow. Wow.
Get them out of here.
Also earlier, Jack, who sent in the roast, are you here? Jack's here. What's up, Jack?
Pleasure to be here. It's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, fuck. Well, the Lakers have been eliminated from the playoffs. Where else is he going to be?
I sit front row at the fucking Doughboy show instead.
Wow.
Speaking of front row, I love this couple right here, Mitch, who's sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Facing away from the stage.
That fucking sucks.
Sorry. What are your names?
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew, Sarah. Thank you much. Thanks for coming out. What a... sorry.
We'll refund your money at the end of the show.
Can I move this? Would that help, your eye line? Okay, I'm going to move this table that's next to me. Mitch Vamp for one sec. Oh, Emma's going to help out.
Thanks,
God bless
Emma.
You, Emma.
Put it right in front of this guy who gave me his phone. There it goes. All right. Now it's looking good up here. Now the show's going to go smoothly.
I think you guys should just co-host the show. That's what it feels like. You're basically sitting at the table with us.
They'll do better. Wags, do you think we should get our guests out? I don't know.
Of course we should get our guests out. We're very lucky, and you guys are very lucky. You know, in a just world, the entertainment industry absorbs these two talents. And they're working in TV, they're working in film, they're out in Hollywood, because they're two of the funniest guys around. But we don't live in a just world.
No. They're heads of the studio, I say.
They're heads of the studio. Move over, Bob Iger. Let these guys take a crack at it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's not. It's an unjust world.
It's an unjust world. Mm-hmm. But the world's loss is your collective gain. Because they are here to do Doughboys
that
Live.
That kind of is mean to them.
What do you mean?
They're like, they could be doing better stuff, but they're stuck here with our show and you guys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying, it's mean.
Is this your first choice career-wise?
No.
We're all backup plan. I think everyone here probably is on a backup plan.
Fuck. Kid Rock's comedy jam is booked up. I guess it's the fucking Doughboys. We got to do Doughboys instead.
Our guest host of the hilarious podcast, Your Kickstarter Sucks, please welcome the original Kings of Nashville, Jesse Farrar, Mike Hale.
You know,
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, what? This is awesome. I love the table is good, so that's...
Good table.
This is cool.
I might as well sit next to the people next to you, Oggs. It's kind of... It's got one leg sticking out from the fucking side of the table.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, look. Hey, thanks for having us, and thanks to John Gabris and Carl Tart and Betsy Sodaro for having car trouble on the way to the airport so we could be here. That was great.
Speaking of the way to the airport, you very generously gave us a lift. You picked us up from
the National Airport. This guy picked us up from the airport last night.
Unbelievable.
And Mike was there as well. They were both there.
You guys were both there.
Hey, Mike took our bags and put our bags in the trunk, truly.
It's absolutely true.
I didn't have a lot going on, so I just...
It was very nice. You missed a lot of exits.
Lovely gesture.
No, I don't think it was. No, I think it was. Was it even one? Was it even one?
I think it was. I think three total.
No. I didn't tell you, but after we dropped you off, he missed another exit.
Now, what the fuck?
What is the issue there?
I don't drive at night. I don't like to go out at night.
Okay, sure.
So I'm all disoriented because it's nighttime. It's like dark.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
It used to be bright. Now it's dark.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Make up your mind.
Yeah. Yep. Every day with this crap. Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
It sucks.
You guys like the sun or the moon better?
Sorry.
Wow.
You paid for this, but we'll get into it. I'm a moon man, personally.
You're a moon man.
The nighttime is the right time, etc. Moon. There we go.
Wow, there you go.
Hey, how about this? How about this? I like the moon when you can see it in the daytime.
That is fun.
Underrated.
That is fun. It's like
an
Easter egg.
That's a bullshit answer. Bullshit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a bullshit fucking answer.
DB, you go sun or moon?
Oh, I don't like either one of them.
You don't like either? Okay. I think I am allied with the sun most of all. I like the daytime. And I like a morning sunrise. I like waking up with the sun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's, I like getting vitamin stupid. D.
Yep.
You brought up this topic.
I know. I think it's going great.
Hey, what other celestial bodies are you guys into right now?
I'd say probably if I'm doing my Mount Celestial bodies more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd say sun is on there. I probably would put the moon on there.
Sure.
Just because it's so I think I honestly, this sounds like I'm being, I'm being too much of a homebody, but I think I'd
That's
put
bullshit.
Earth on there.
No, you don't put Earth on there.
I think Earth is on there.
Earth is the worst one.
Earth.
We've proved it. Earth sucks.
It's Gaia, the mother of life.
Oh, that's fucking.
We're all here because of Earth.
That's
Earth is
bullshit.
Definitely on there.
That's a stupid opinion.
Fucking Captain Planet bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Then I think I'd throw Neptune on there because I like that movement of Hulse the planets. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Gustav Hulse composed in the early 20th century his planet suite, best known as Mars the Bringer of War, but he also did a bunch of them: Jupiter the Bringer of Gelidity. Neptune the Mystic is like the last movement, and it's kind of like tranquil and ethereal. It's great. But people really know Mars because Mars inspired.
A lot of mass shootings start on 420. You're scaring people. Sounds like a diatribe before you fucking unload.
I'm going to talk about the planet suite, then I'm going to list some people who've wronged me. Go with me on this journey.
I hope they make... Is it Journey to the Moon? It's Journey to the Moon.
Journey to the Moon.
If they ever remake that, I do want to play the fat moon face that gets angry. The guy is just The rocket hits him, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Is that just the Tonight? It's that
No,
is,
they did it. No, it's based off a real thing. Yeah.
Right. No. I didn't know. I didn't know if it was the video or if I... Sorry, everyone. I don't know.
You don't have to apologize for anything.
I'm tired. Look. I couldn't hang out last night. I had a big...
Boo! He didn't want to hang out with us. Let's get him.
That does suck, man.
Well, I was going to rally when then you guys said, we're at a really bad bar.
Yeah. It did kind of suck, yeah. Yeah.
But it's been a wild trip. What went on last night? I still don't know.
We were trying to watch the Memphis Grizzlies game.
Mm-hmm. Hey, first of all, you ever seen The Hangover? It's... It was basically like that, but even crazier. So.
even crazier.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Imagine The Hangover with three Barthas. All Barthas.
Not a Justin Bartha crowd. He's the guy who gets stuck on the roof. Yeah. Oh, they knew. They just didn't care.
They just didn't like it.
That's okay.
No, they didn't know the reference. It's not that it was a bad joke. They just didn't know it.
But you guys came home like 11:30, right?
Yeah, I got
so
back.
We didn't stay out too late.
Yeah, I got back to my house at about 11:40. Yeah,
there was like a lady singing Shania Twain, very loudly.
Wasn't
she a reality star or something?
There were two contestants from The Voice. Yeah,
which kind of waters down being on The Voice, I think.
I guess
everybody's like, oh, this one's on The Voice. They're on The Voice. They're on the. Hey, who's not on The Voice? I mean,
who in the audience isn't in The Voice? No claps.
Okay. Wow.
Entire cast and crew of The Voice.
Wow. Yeah, it was kind of a shitty bar. I mean, like, it was there. Clearly the thing there was live music, and you know they were very talented, but it just like the vibe of the overall bar was not great. And they didn't have the fucking Grizzlies game on.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah, we kind of wanted like a Dave and Buster's vibe, I think, and it was like a bar for grown-ups. So
that sucks.
That sucked.
I haven't done anything here. I've had something with work come up, and it's been crazy. I'll just say that. But I ate my first meal before the show, and I didn't even go outside today. So, you know what? I feel fine about it. Fuck Nashville.
Wow.
I've been to Broadway Street. Is it? It sucks.
Broadway does suck. Broadway is gnarly.
This is what matters right here.
My feeling on having been to Bourbon Street, the Vegas Strip, and Broadway is that Broadway is the worst of the three of them.
Wow.
Just absolutely uninhabitable for more than a few minutes.
Clapping for that.
Really, really gnarly.
We saw.
Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
Sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean?
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun is hot, hot, hot. Hot.
you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Spoon Man. Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted better gut health, Wags. I wanted my guts to feel healthy.
Yeah, you got to have them feel good. And you know what? Take AG1 in the morning before starting your day, and it'll make you feel like you're doing something good for your body, like giving it the nutrition it craves. It's hard to keep up with a supplement routine that comes with a bunch of different products, but AG1 makes that so much easier.
AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to do a lot. It's powerful because it's so easy. So easy to fit into your lifestyle. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. Why? You just take a scoop, you get all your vitamins, all your minerals, everything, and your immune system's boosted.
That's right.
You just drink it down, you're done for the day.
It's one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day.
AG1. You see this?
That was good, man.
That's what you do.
You ever thought about going pro, snapping?
I've thought about it.
Yeah. Good. I mean, you're talented. You can do what you want with your life. But you
and
know.
Also, I was also thought about maybe going pro.
Wow.
Whistling.
I might need to work on that one.
What the?
AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easy to live your best life. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2010. My AG1 is delivered to me every month, so it's been super easy to make it a daily habit.
That's right, Wags. They also have single-serving travel packs, so you never have to miss a day. All you have to do is mix the powder into ice-cold water and drink it first thing each morning. That's it. With AG1, taking good care of my body each day is really that simple.
It's a snap.
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/doughboys. That's athleticgreens.com/doughboys.
Check it out. Let's talk a little bit about Nashville food.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
I had Hattie B's before the show started. I got it delivered.
Well, Mitch, that's a good entry point to the topic of hot chicken, which is what Nashville is known for nationwide at this point. Now, I know you guys are probably sick and tired of hearing and talking about fucking hot chicken at this point.
Yeah.
Probably anytime you're like, we're from Nashville or we live in Nashville, people are like, oh, hot chicken. It's like, yeah, fucking whatever, you know. I get it, but also it is what people want to know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it kind of that sort of thing of like, you don't have to say hot here? If you just say chicken, is it just hot chicken?
Implied, yeah.
It's implied? Is that true or no?
No.
No, okay. Right, well, okay, so we were wrong.
That was crazy. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Where'd you fucking hear that?
I thought it could have been a thing. It just turns out it wasn't.
So you're guessing?
I don't know. It happens in other places, doesn't it? If you ask for pizza in Chicago, they give you a deep dish pizza or some bullshit. I don't fucking know.
No.
All right, well, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mitch.
Hey, a guy over here by the side of the stage facing everyone. Do you want to swap in for Mitch? Because he's kind of flailing right now. Okay, you're good there. All right.
He doesn't want to be compared to me. Thank you. All right, whatever. I was fucking wrong. I got a low spice from Hattie B's. I got some. I got myself a chicken sandwich, and I got some pimento mac and cheese, and then I got a what is it called? What's the banana pudding? I got some banana pudding.
What's it called? Makes a digging motion with a spoon. Gee, let me guess, Mitch.
That's kind of my pre-show ritual. Chicken sandwich, pimento mac and cheese, and banana pudding. It's why I'm killing out here tonight.
You're doing
right
great.
On my feet.
You're doing great. Everyone loves you. By the way, do we get an update on the score for the Celtics game for Mitchie here? I know it's mentally preoccupying him.
Or a text from your mom.
Yeah. Also, how's your mom doing?
She's very worried.
Oh, Jesus
oh, boy.
Christ.
Like, go ahead and resolve that.
65-55 Nets.
Jesus.
Wow. Are we, where are we at? We in the third quarter?
Halftime.
Okay.
All right, all right.
It's over. That's an L, Mitch.
Let's get into the fucking chicken.
That's what I was trying to do.
The hot chicken. You gotta add the hot to the fucking chicken.
Yeah.
You Nashville snobs. Let's get into the chicken. I gotta say this. Bojangles, which you said very weird in your intro, by the way.
In what way? What do you mean?
I think you went Bojangles. I think you said something strange like that.
I think I said Bojangles.
All right, then you emphasize Bo a little too
Bojangles.
Much.
Bojangles.
Yeah.
Bojangles.
He said it weird. He said it slightly
Bojangles.
Weird.
Bojangles.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All
right. Bojangles. There's a trailing apostrophe, which they've removed, but at one point it was Bojangles trailing apostrophe.
Mm-hmm. Get your drinks and stuff if you'd like to, guys. It's going to be a few minutes.
So anyway, the Uranus movement is really interesting.
We went to Bojangles last night on the way back from the airport.
We had, boy, what a fucking weird experience.
That sucked.
I don't want to say which location it is. I don't want to identify, make the workers identifiable, because they were super nice to us.
They were super nice.
They were great and accommodating, but it was fucking weird.
I wonder if people
weird.
Will know it when we describe our experience. Maybe this is a thing that happens at this place.
Yep, in Nashville, we know where all the Bojangles are.
Oh, come on. Yep.
That's just Nashville, baby.
I'm saying that our experience was very
very strange. Yes. Bojangles. First off, we're covering it because the fans demanded it. We were coming to Nashville. What should we cover? A Nashville original chain was not what people were talking about. Everyone wanted us to cover Bojangles because we're not in the South that often. Any Bojangles fans here? By applause. People like Bojangles.
Zaxby's fans. Anyone like Zaxby's?
People who like Zaxby's. Okay.
Should we have done Zaxby's?
Should have done Zaxby's.
Okay. We'll come back and we'll do Zaxby's.
We're not coming back. This is it.
This is it?
This is it. This is the last show. This is the last show.
Yeah, I'll make sure it's the last show.
Oh, Jesus anyway. Christ.
Founded in, not from Tennessee, founded in Charlotte, North Carolina's Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits in 1977, 450 locations across 14 states.
Can I just quickly say? Mm-hmm. Any Patreon subscribers out there, you actually get the first round of Weiger's Bullets. It's a little, the Patreon tier.
So we showed up to this location,
mm-hmm.
and it appeared to be, it was supposed to be open, it appeared to be completely closed.
But, all right, so yes, it appeared to be open, it seemed completely closed, but I did walk up to the drive-thru window, and there was a vat of fried chicken. And no one else in there.
Yeah.
And then I got stuck in the drive-thru window like Winnie the Pooh. What fucking joke do you want to say, Jesse or
that was
Nick?
Great.
Pieces of shit.
I was going to say you did Mitchie want Wingy, and we all got in there.
There was no one. It seemed completely abandoned. But there was food there, so it was very confusing.
So we're about to abort mission and go to a different location. And what exactly transpired? Because I didn't see the guy come out and start talking to you, but...
A guy came over the window. He pushed me out. He got me out of the drive-thru window. And he was like, what's up? And we were like, oh, yeah, we were going to come in, but it seems like you're closed. And he's like, look, it's just me and like one other guy here.
Yeah, understaffed.
It's understaffed. It's tough. And I was like, oh, no big deal. We can go to a different place. And he's like, I got you. And I was like, no, we are going to order like too much food.
Yeah.
You need more than two people for this job.
Yeah. Mitch was trying to give him multiple outs.
I gave him multiple. I swear to God.
This guy insisted.
Don't let us in.
Yeah. And it
it's
wasn't
the vampire's
like,
code. You don't let us into the fucking restaurant.
But it wasn't like reluctant either. It wasn't like, I can make some food for you guys. He was like, no, come on in. I got you. You know,
he's like, I got you. And I was like, all right. But then I was like, all right, look, we're talking like 16-piece chicken. Yeah. the sides, and he was like, I got you, I got you. He kept saying, I got you over and
see,
over again.
It seemed like he was like, oh no.
I mean, he did. He got bummed out. For sure, he got bummed out.
The subtext was, don't hurt me. So.
Yeah, maybe I was aggressively yelling these at him. All right, but it's a 16-piece chicken, mashed potatoes. But he was like, I got you, I got you. And he let us in. And we went in, and we were the only people in the Bojangles.
Yes.
Everybody else there got COVID and got sent home. But he was like, come on in. We're cool.
Yeah, two guys working in the entire restaurant. And we went in there, and we took a moment to order. And we ended up ordering a 20-piece chicken meal to share and a bunch of some extra sides, chicken sandwich. And... He accommodated everything. And you know what? Made the food fresh for the most part. Fresh fried the potato rounds.
What do you mean for the most part?
Well,
the
chicken
made?
Was...
You made everything fresh.
Okay, well, like the chicken was like ready.
Okay,
like the coleslaw was like ready. But all like right. stuff that he had to put in the deep fryer.
I disagree with Nick. I think that guy worked really hard.
He did work really hard. We love the guy.
Nick, just say his name. Let them fucking... Say his name. Let's get this guy out of his job.
The guy was great. The guy was great. And so, accommodated everything, made us some sweet tea fresh. Let's talk about the chicken, because I'd never had the chicken before. I love fried chicken. It might be my favorite food. You know, last year I didn't have any animal proteins, no meat shall I eat. And this year I started eating poultry and fish again. And man, did I miss fried chicken.
Yeah.
And this was some damn good fried chicken. I really enjoyed it. I like a little bit of spice to it. You know, it's not super spicy.
Yeah.
And I do have a reputation as something of a heat seeker, but it's not super spicy, but it just has a little bit of a kick to it.
Well, interestingly, Nashville, we ordered chicken and it came fucking hot. Huh, interesting. All right. Fucking rag on Mitch for 45 minutes. And we ordered regular fucking chicken and it came Nashville fucking hot. All right. Maybe I'll put my own little 420. Anyway, I know I won't kill you guys. I love you all. It was good. It was spicy. I'll say this: my one critique was that it was very salty, but it had a nice heat to it. It was, and it was crispy. When we were eating it, it's that sort of thing of like. Our best chicken in L.A. is what? Popeyes is the best you can do in L.A.
Well, as far as chicken chains, yeah. I think Popeyes is, isn't, you know, your Zaxby's, your Bojangles aren't available out there.
But mostly KFC and much better chicken than KFC. We all agree.
Definitely better than KFC, yeah. Yes. And I think in a similar tier with Popeyes, at least based off of this experience. Now, we should say, some of the locational weirdness made it be like he didn't have any breakfast, so we didn't get to try any breakfast.
But hold on, don't get too sad.
Also, didn't have any tenders. They were out of tenders, so no tendies.
Relax. Hold on.
About to have a fucking riot on your hands, bro.
But he did make us some Bo-berry biscuits.
Yes, which we'll talk about. But yeah, that was one thing that was... Look, let me name drop a little bit here. I'm on texting terms with Ike Shahada, the founder of Ike's Love and Sandwiches. And I told him, he'll tell me when a new store is opening. I'm friends with a guy. But I mentioned, he was like, what are you doing in Nashville? And I said, we're doing...
That's weird. Is he keeping like tabs on you and stuff?
I mean, I told him I was going to Nashville. It wasn't like I was like following my
location.
Why
are you texting Ike's from Ike's Sandwiches more than anyone else?
He's a good friend.
He had to drop a pin when he landed safely.
So he said that, and I mentioned Bojangles, and he was like, oh, big fan, loves Bojangles, and said, gotta get the Bo-berry biscuits. We were planning on getting them anyway, but that was an endorsement from a guy who's got his own successful restaurant chain, so
speaks
to their reputation in the industry.
Just like everything else, when I said that guy, I was like, can you make Bo-berry biscuits? And he was like... I got you. I got you. I was like, all right, sweet. He did do that for everyone.
He did.
It was great. He was very funny.
It seemed like he did not want to do it.
Yeah. That seemed like the one thing that was a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But no regrets in terms of actually getting them because we'll talk about those in a second. Let's start with chicken. Jesse, my understanding is that you're not a big Bojangles guy, but Mike, I got the sense that you are a Bojangles fan.
It's insanely good. The breakfast, the chicken with the fucking pimento cheese and stuff, so good.
Wow.
It's insanely good. And it's only like 6,000 calories. It's insanely good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't care anything about it. I don't think I've ever had it before. I don't think I'd ever had it because we were also... We were a KFC family growing up. You know, we didn't know no better. We were
Boo.
Hey, hang on. Neptune's really good.
You thought that's what they like?
I don't know what they like. But we had Miss Winners a lot growing up as well, which I don't think really...
Yeah.
Miss Winners is good. I don't think it really exists very much anymore.
Miss Winters.
Miss Winners. Winners.
Miss Winners.
Yeah.
Miss Winners?
I don't know if she's married. I don't know what...
Miss Winners.
Yeah.
Single, you say? Mike was going to bring down... So you said today you were going to bring down some cool local fried chicken, and then you didn't do it.
Yes, what? Don't say I didn't do
you
it.
You didn't do it. You didn't do it.
Slow Burn in Hendersonville.
Yeah. People like Slow Burn.
Holy shit.
It's the best hot chicken in Nashville.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best cool one.
Well, thanks for not bringing it down. That's the best chicken in Nashville? Is that what you...
I think.
That's our favorite hot... Yeah, that's our favorite. There's a lot of good... I mean, they're all good. Every one of them is good. Let's support our small business owners.
No. Some of them got to go down. I thought the chicken was great, Nick. Like I told you, better... Like, Popeyes is the best we got in L.A. For sure.
For chains.
For fast food chain, yeah.
There's some local spots like Hotville, and which does a hot chicken concept, and then Howlin' Rays, of course.
Like all those places are great, but as far as a fast food restaurant that serves chicken, that's kind of it. I thought the chicken blew it out of the water. And how did we feel? And we'll get to the blueberry biscuits.
Write that down, Mitchie.
Bowberry biscuits.
Bowberry biscuits. Yeah,
it's blueberry. It makes sense.
Booberry is the apparition who appears around Halloween on breakfast boxes.
That's right.
That's what you're going to turn into when you die, Mitch.
I visit Weiger and he's like, "You're a Booberry ghost?" That's basically what's going to happen to me.
I mean, you were Frankenberry in life, so it's all tracks. So
podcast bad.
Let's talk sides. Mike, as our resident Bojangles expert, you were advocating for the potato rounds, and you did not steer us wrong. Those were fucking great.
Insanely good.
Really, really good. And they were like fried up fresh, which goes a long way.
Hash brown, oniony taste to it. They're insanely good.
But they're big. They're really big.
They're big boys.
Yeah, I think so, right? Are there more than one size? I don't know. But they're good. They're fucking... You get like a large, and again, it's like 8,000 calories. It's so bad. Because it's just like grease in your mouth. You like bite into it and you feel the grease. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It rocks.
That gives me life. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. You said for us to get them, and it was kind of a last minute order. And those were my favorite side.
What do you mean, a last minute order? What does that mean?
He said we should get the rounds. Weiger didn't order them. And I came in, I said,
The guy was like, "Shh, I guess."
Yeah. He did. I guess. I got you. He did. It was another thing where, but Wise, you didn't order them at first, and I threw out to the order. And that's my favorite size of the entire night.
Really glad we got them.
Yeah.
I do really like fries with fried chicken, like as a side.
We
like,
ordered
a lot of fried stuff.
And we didn't get any.
Yeah, but this is scratching that same sort of itch.
Yeah.
You know, that crispy potato texture. The other side's coleslaw, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and gravy. I mean, I honestly think the coleslaw was the standout here. We had some coleslaw at that awful bar we went to yesterday, and it was like the fucking Bojangles slaw was better. Like, easily better.
Yeah, the coleslaw is pretty good. A lot of times coleslaw is just mayonnaise, which is good.
Sure.
And then there's also another type of slaw that you can get at real country places, the vinegar slaw, which is
sort of an
old school type of slaw that's good. But it had a little spice to it. It was like the chicken. It had something. There was something to it, you know?
There was something in there.
There was something. I think there was something in there.
There was something in there. There was something going on.
I think there was. I think there was, yeah.
There's a little hint of heat.
There's a little something in there.
There's a little something. I
noticed that as well. Yeah, there was a little, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is there a little something in there?
I think there was a little
something in there. There's something in there.
There's a little something in there.
A little something in there.
We're an ASMR podcast. yeah, the coleslaw was really good. I thought all the sides were decent. The mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes were kind of on the same so-so level to me. A little pasty, the mashed potatoes.
The term I'd use is replacement level, which is like a sports term of just like, it's like very, very average, you know, like what you'd expect in terms of, the gravy was pretty good, but, I did dip one of them biscuits in that gravy, and that was quite nice. Mm-hmm.
Shot the gravy like a shot.
Yeah,
you
I did do a shot of gravy.
Yeah. The gravy was great. I mean, that made the mashed potatoes, because I thought the gravy was like you were saying, Jesse, was decent.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And then, what else? That was it for sides, right?
Well, we also got, I mean, we could talk about biscuits a little bit. I like their biscuits.
The biscuits are good.
Let's talk biscuits for a second if we could, gang.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
You know, with the biscuits, I'm like, there's like a little something in there.
There's something going on with the biscuits. The biscuits, a little something.
There's a little something in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The biscuits were really good. I dip my biscuit in the mashed potatoes and gravy. Is that what you're supposed to do? Is that a normal Southern thing?
No, that's very weird. That's really,
so weird.
That's actually psychotic. See,
I know it's normal. It's normal.
Mitch, are you okay?
We really need you, buddy, if you want to come swap in for Mitch. Okay, all right.
I slept 3 hours last night. That's the total truth. I'm losing my mind. Yes, that's why the show is bad. It's my fault. That's fucking
bullshit. You're doing
bullshit.
Great.
Well, and
you're
the guests are bad, too. They have nothing else going on in their lives, right, Nick? I mean, these guys freaking stink.
The biscuits were good, but Nick...
Yeah.
Jesse, you asked me in the restaurant, and I thought you were a true dork for asking.
Okay.
But you said, were those Bowberry biscuits?
What? Wait, what? What was it?
Why did you say?
What did
you
I
said,
say?
You said, were those Bowberry biscuits your bite of the night? And I said, I'm going to save it for the show. And yes, they were my bite of the night. Woo! And you know what, Wags? I also had a sip of the trip. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too.
So the Bowberry biscuits, for people who are less familiar with Bojangles, perhaps listening to this podcast later, they're made from scratch buttermilk biscuits. I'm reading their copy, stuffed with Bowberries and topped with sweet icing. The Bowberries are clearly blueberries.
Oh, yeah.
These were fucking great.
They were
great. So good. Honestly, I'd say this is like an S-tier fast food dessert.
Yes.
Like, and I don't know if this is supposed to be thought of as a dessert, but like that's how I viewed it, because it was... It's like a donut. It's like a warm, delicious donut. I don't know if they always come out this warm, but these were fresh glazed
hot. I received them. I got them, and there was no glaze on them. And I said, it's missing the glaze. And he said, I got you. And
yeah.
He walked into the bathroom. They were fantastic. It very, very weirdly dessert...
Mike was making a jack-off motion to explain the joke to Jesse.
He jerked off.
Yeah, he's like
jerking
off.
The guy jerked off.
Like he was jerking off. That was what the glaze was.
On the Bowberry biscuits?
Yes, on the Bowberry biscuits.
Bowberry biscuits.
Rock on. Okay.
Both great as a dessert and a nice little breakfast treat. It could go either way.
I was going to ask, do you think you'd like it better for breakfast or better as dessert? Because now, Nick, you had yours before... We had the chicken, right? You took the bite of it.
I'll oftentimes have a sweet treat. If I have everything together, I'll be like, okay, you know, I'm going to have a little sweet treat now because then I can cut it with some salt.
He also was saying this out loud as he does it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this all together. I might have a sweet treat now. Everyone's just eating quietly, looking at him.
Oh, that's when he was pacing back and forth in the empty restaurant?
That's right. I just thought these were fucking delicious.
They were good. I think they were just the regular biscuits, but then with the glaze and stuff on them. Or were they different biscuits?
They seem to have the berries in the mix.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Berries
That's
in the mix.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know, do you know, Mike?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought you were asking me. I have no fucking idea. Mike, do you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
Great.
No, those little fuckers are in there. I saw them.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah.
Okay. They were fresher than the regular biscuits were. I thought they were not that fresh.
They were not as fresh.
Which is fun. Fresh.
Yeah. We showed up late or on the wrong day or whatever. So it's fine. But
we showed up at a weird time for dinner. It was like 7:00, 7:30.
Yeah.
It was strange. Well, guess what, everybody? I thought last night I didn't have enough Bojangles. So today I ordered it on Postmates.
That's right.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I ordered the steak biscuit. I ordered the chicken pimento biscuit. I ordered tenders, a four-piece with all like all the sauces. I got all the sauces. And there was one other thing. Oh, biscuits and gravy.
Wait, did you get all the sauces?
Are you laughing at the order? What's that? Wait. That's my biggest laugh of the night.
He got too much food.
That's the staff. This guy's fucking hilarious. It's kind of a small order for me, actually.
Well, because you texted us and asked, what one sauce should I get? Which I thought was really, it was cheap.
That was the...
I didn't...
Or like, it was really, like 40 cents.
It was weird. Like, just add it on the thing. I
couldn't. That was DoorDash, and they wouldn't let me add one more sauce.
You said it was Postmates.
I changed to Postmates, and okay. I got more sauces. I got every sauce. I went over to Postmates, and I got every sauce.
He's freaking out.
And I ordered it,
and she was
it,
alive
was
when
waiting.
You got there.
What's that?
She was alive when you got there.
And I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
And I saw the driver pull up. And then I saw him disappear. And then I saw a new driver pull up, and I saw him disappear. And then I saw a third driver pull up, and this is over the course of an hour and a half. And my order was finally canceled, and I realized that I ordered from the same restaurant we went to last night.
Wow.
I Postmated from the weird ghost Bojangles.
Wow.
Place is fucking empty. It's haunted by... Booberries? Bowberries.
That Bojangles closed down 10 years ago.
So I never got to try it again. I had Hattie B's before the show. That's why I had Hattie B's.
Wow. Yeah, we only got to go once. I did want to go back, and we didn't get a chance to.
You have no excuse, really. You could have gone back.
I mean, I wanted to go. I had some stuff to do.
What did you do all day?
I went on a walk.
Oh,
I went on a nice walk.
Okay.
I got myself a parfait.
Uh-huh.
I got a salad. I set up shop at Panera a little bit and typed up that little intro.
Your excuse for not getting Bojangles again is that you got other food.
I got other food.
Okay. You came back to your hotel room. I was in there watching ESPN. This is true.
I went into Mitch. So Mitch went for
Go
a
ahead.
Lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons, Mitch was using the Wi-Fi in my hotel room for this professional
jack-off,
thing.
Pre-show
he had to
jack-off session.
Well, here's the thing. I walked into my hotel room. I didn't realize you were still there, and you pretended to be jacking off.
I did pretend to be jacking off. I want to turn on like the Golden Girls or something.
No, you pretended to be jacking off, and you said, "Oh, I'm jacking off to First Take."
Oh, that's what it was. ESPN's First Take was on. But you could have gone to Bojangles again. You just
did. Both could have gone.
I couldn't, literally. I tried.
Okay.
Guess
I
what?
Tried.
Guess
I didn't
what?
Try. So I guess I have
what?
Less of an excuse.
I went this morning.
Holy
wow.
shit!
DB went
DB
this morning.
DB went this morning.
Incredible.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
That rules. That
above and beyond.
Guess what? I ate fast food 2 days in a row.
You are the king, man.
I wish I could remember which day I'm on for that.
Mike, what'd you get this morning?
I got the chicken biscuit with the pimento cheese.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I wanted that bad. It looked good
as
hell.
It's fire. It's insanely good.
Damn. Fuck.
I do want to try it.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's good.
You can go to a fast food place and just order like one thing. It's crazy. They'll let you walk out of there with like one bag.
One bag's not worth the trip. In my life. Multiple bags. That even my own Denny's order. Denny's order.
You had Denny's too.
Oh boy.
Was it from Postmates or DoorDash, Mitch?
A lot of holes in this story.
Something's not adding up.
Yeah. Wags, we got drinks at Bojangles.
That's right. We got some beverages. We also got the Bo's chicken sandwich, which we haven't touched on.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Yep. Yeah.
And I thought this was good. I mean, it was, you know, I'd rather... This is my issue, and this is also even the case with the Popeye's chicken sandwich, which is great, which is terrific. Mm-hmm. But I'd just rather get the fried chicken. That's just a personal taste thing. I'd rather
we
have that bone
in bird.
We were
talking about this. Jesse and I, it's easier to just eat a sandwich. So
it's easier,
sandwich
sure.
more. And also, I don't know, I don't want to order... Like, if I have 5 pieces of fried chicken, I'm going to try to eat all 5 pieces.
That's what I don't like about it is because you have the number of pieces of chicken in there are weird. Then you got to decide like what kind of chicken you want. It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. Like I agree with him. It's fucking crazy.
I think the KFCs and all those places should go back to the like the buffet style where you say, just give me that and give me that and give me that, and then I'll be on my way. I don't have to do all
so
this.
So these,
like,
fast food chains, they should go to some sort of sit-down restaurant.
They should become different restaurants.
Transition to sit-down restaurants. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a big buffet at all times.
Yeah, and it's free.
All right.
All right.
And the water fountain is soda. Speaking of which, Wags, you might be thinking, oh, that sweet tea was your sip of the trip.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yes, that's right.
It was Mountain Dew fucking...
Get ready for a Southern Shock.
Southern Shock.
Mitch's sip of the trip. Mountain Dew Southern Shock.
Southern Shocker. Dew Southern Shocker.
It's not, not the Southern Shocker. That's a different thing, yeah.
Oh.
I think there was a little something in the Shocker, too. Yeah. Did you know there was something?
Mountain Dew Southern Shock.
Southern Shock.
And I fucking...
Southern Shocker is opening for Kid Rock. Southern Shock is, yeah, it's and that they have that in the fountain there. I'd never had it. Why would we? We live in the West. Or in your case, Mitch, the East.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a, but it, I thought this was fucking great. I really like
this. It was
great.
It's a fruit punch great Mountain Dew. Did anyone else have it?
A lot of fun.
No one's had it?
This guy
it's
did.
It's good.
All right. See the true Nashville people out here. I loved it. I thought it was great. That
great
sweet
varietal.
Tea is really good.
Good sweet tea.
In a very much a COVID has ended moment, we were passing around the bottle of sweet tea and sipping from
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yep.
And sharing a chicken sandwich.
And sharing
the
a chicken sandwich.
Us.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. We're in each other's pod or whatever the fuck you say.
Yep. Yep. And then we jumped on the back of the train car and we were off again to a new city.
That sweet tea is very good, though. I like their sweet tea quite
a bit. I thought it was just okay.
I know you didn't like it. Why? Why didn't you like it? Can you explain yourself now?
It wasn't that good. I thought it was the thing that was my main problem. That was my main issue. That was
my issue.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna criticize you for that critique.
Yeah, really getting two sides here because Mitch, you say it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse says it's not so good.
Yeah, but I think we're actually not that far apart.
I think we're closer than you might think. Yeah, and that's how Congress passes bills.
Thank you.
They don't know.
What was the Southern Shock supposed to be? Because all of the different places have different Mountain Dews now, right? You gotta go to all these different places to try the Mountain Dews, or else you're gonna get FOMO.
Right. I think it's a good strategy for Mountain Dew, honestly.
Yes.
Like, I like that them having these limited edition sodas that are specific to certain chains. And I think this one's a fucking home run. It's
but
great.
What is it? It's fruit punch? That's what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, it's like a fruit punch.
A little fruit punch, yeah.
Okay, did you make it? What do you...
He's mad about it.
Why are you pissed off?
No, just it's fruit punch. I don't know what's so complicated
about it.
Yeah, it's
fucking fruit
punch. Fruit punch.
That's what it's like eating with this
guy. Yeah, it's fucking fruit punch. It's fucking fruit punch.
Great, I got fucking FOMO from my Mountain Dew. That's what happens nowadays. It was great. The sweet tea I thought was good. Did you think it was too sweet or not sweet enough, or what was the deal?
I think I like more tea flavor in the tea.
All right.
And it's, I don't know if it's just not steeped long enough, or, you know, it was also hot. We were drinking it hot out of the jug.
That's true.
Yeah, it wasn't that cool.
No.
Actually fairly disgusting what we did.
Come to think of it, the Southern Shock was also really hot. Anyways, I was going to try to make a Southern Shock joke. I couldn't think of one.
No, let's do it.
What is it?
What? Come on.
Youch!
Yep.
So you were kind of doing a Southern accent there, so now?
How about... Yee-ouch!
Yeah!
Fuck. That's good. That's really good.
Let's
He's
go!
Gonna say yee-haw, but he says yeah.
That's really
shocked.
Good. That's great.
That was really hard.
Like, should it be?
That's good. I still like the ouch, though.
Yeah, it works with yee-haw.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get it by the end of the show.
Well, look, we should get to our final thoughts on Bojangles. This is a big one. This is a big one we haven't covered.
Celtics score?
James has put his phone away, taking it out again.
It's 79-72 Nets.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Within striking distance.
Update from your mom. What did your mom say last to you? Can we please hear?
She said, I said, I'll call you later. She said,
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure everything's okay?
She called me and I didn't answer. She said, I can't talk now.
Oh my God.
Wow.
She said, no, she said, I love you too, just hoping everything is okay.
That's not. Oh boy.
Ooh. His dad texted
him texted
too.
You.
Don't talk to my girl like that. What the fuck?
Now, Mitch, what was the last Jesus thing your Christ. Mom texted you?
What's that?
What's the last thing your mom texted
I'll
you?
I'll check right now.
I miss your scent.
Oh, mine's sad. Cheered for John. Did you watch the video? John's at Marsha's. You could call if you like. My cousin John ran the Boston Marathon.
Wow. Congrats to John. Very exciting.
That's cool.
I should have run it too. I just decided to pass this year.
Yeah.
Didn't want to upstage John. We ran it in 3 hours and 11 minutes.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
That's an amazing time.
Us Mitchells are fucking fast. You see that move?
That was great.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. We're fucking fast.
You did the Postmates DoorDash in under 4 hours, though, didn't you?
All right.
Let's get to our final thoughts on Bojangles. So, Jesse, Mike, veterans of the show, you know how this works. But a refresher, we'll each go around, give our closing argument, if you will, and then assign this a score from 0 to 5 forks. Jesse, seated to my left, we'll begin with you.
So, I think I'm done eating fast food fried chicken. I don't need it. I don't need it anymore. It basically ruined my night and my day. Y'all can't be eating this shit.
The show made up for it or something.
This is fun. Good to hang out with you guys.
Anyway, I don't think it's good to eat that. I think I'll be. I'll just eat it hot. I just want hot shit. Which there's a difference, Mitch. I would like the hot. I want hot chicken only moving forward. I don't need just regular chicken. That being said, the chicken sandwich was, I think, pretty much as good as Popeye's chicken sandwich. I think the chicken was maybe better, if saltier. And the sides were actually good. I think normally the sides are no good at any of these places. I think they're just like sitting around all the time.
Sure.
And we maybe got lucky with the Bowberry biscuits.
That's right.
We got lucky with those. Not a traditional side, of course. But overall, I think pretty good. The Southern Shock was a massive hit. But I don't want to eat there ever again because it made me feel like hell.
That's fair.
So I think I'm going to nail it right at... It would be 4 forks, but it's 4.5 for the Bowberry biscuits. So
four and a half forks. Very good score.
Wow.
Phew.
Mike, clearly a fan of the chain. What do you think?
I thought it was very good despite the circumstances and the weird that there only being two people in there and me worrying about whether they have COVID or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole team got COVID or something.
Right.
But it was very good, and they didn't have the chicken and the pimento cheese and the breakfast things or whatever. But I'm not gonna count that against. I think 4.5 forks is good.
Wow. 4.5 forks. 4 forks 2 times. Great scores so far. It falls to you, Spoon Man.
Wow. All right, pressure is on, huh?
Let me get this guy.
Let's see what he's got.
Okay,
hand on the mic.
What's his rank?
Do you have a remember your name again?
Matthew.
Matthew, do you have a fork score you would give for Bojangles?
I just want to say get Brandon out of the White House. Oh, shit.
Sorry, one more time, Matthew.
To be contrarian, let's say 2 forks.
Two forks?
Woo! They loved you all night. They felt bad for you until this moment.
What a heel turn. You like Zaxby's.
Dear Lord.
Wow.
2 forks.
Two forks
for
Matthew.
Yeah. That guy's awesome. Doesn't even comes to the show, doesn't even fucking watch it.
That guy made up for the whole thing last night, right there. That guy's awesome.
His eye line, I can see what it is. It's just a giant headshot of Jay Leno. Oh, you got Seinfeld to look at. There you go. Yeah, those guys are entertaining.
Man, imagine a conversation between the two of them. The song Mr. Bojangles. I like it. Mr. Bojangles. Don't know if it has anything to do with the chain, but a nice song. Sammy Davis Jr. sang it at one point.
That would be something to look up later, maybe. That would be cool.
Could have done it before the show.
Or before the show.
Could have done it before the show. Look, it was a weird experience last night.
Very weird.
We were there.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It was closed down. Jesse kept mixing all the exits.
It was
just
wild.
Like four exits because
I
told you I couldn't hang out, and I feel like you want to hang out with me a little bit, so you were just missing exits left and right. We went to a weird broken down Bojangles. No one was in there. And I got to be honest with you. My score when I was finished with everything was like a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But then I had the Bowberry biscuits, and it pushed it into the Four Fork Club. It's a four forker.
Wow.
It was very good. I almost want to give it an incomplete because it was fucking weird, and people were making us like stuff to order and didn't want us there. Also, by the way, we were eating, and some other guy came up and was like, do. And we just kind of like looked at him, and we're like,
I didn't ignore him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you
like,
can't get into
weird.
The club.
We know it's weird here. And it was a very strange experience.
Truly strange experience.
I don't know why they opened up. I think your thing is right. Maybe I just looked like a guy knocking on the drive-thru window looking for fried chicken. I guess you let him in.
Yeah.
But what we had, the food was really solid. And yeah, four forks. It was good. Fun,
wow.
Fun experience.
The food was very good. The service was great given the circumstances. I mean, I do feel like the two people working there, and we know this is just a thing that's, it's just, we see this everywhere in the fucking fast food sector. It's just all these places are understaffed because no one wants to pay, you know, a living wage. But the two guys who were actually fucking working there did a great job serving us, and they were, you know, I don't know. I liked everything that we ate.
They're, and, They're one group of customers for the
They're
night.
One group of customers for the night. They did a great job accommodating us. I'm going to say, Mitch, I think you kind of stole the angle that I was going to have, which is that I had the same sort of, and you didn't know you were going to steal it,
no.
But this is where I was going, is that I think this was a 3.5 fork, three fork, two tine experience.
Staff has called the cops on you before you can pull off.
It's preemptive. They know it's coming.
They found what you wrote backstage.
No, I want them here. I want the world to see this.
Fair enough.
So I feel the same way. I think the Bowberry Biscuit was so good that it elevates this chain, Bojangles, into the hallowed halls of the Golden Plate Club, which I will welcome it to with a score of 4 forks for Bojangles.
Bojangles, we got you.
We got you.
Oh, and oh yeah, also.
Yeah.
Yeah! Ouch!
I forgot Matthew gave it 2 forks, so it's not in the Golden Plate.
Oh, yeah,
club
sure,
yet,
sorry.
So, sorry. Sorry.
But if you do beat him into a coma, don't do that.
No, don't incite mob violence.
You know, Spoon Man, hydration isn't only for people training for championships and marathons. It's not just for super athletes.
It's for two portly food podcast hosts as well.
That's right, because it's about daily maintenance. You know, you're traveling, you're hopping on the choo-choo, or on an airplane, you're dealing with a busy travel day.
You got the summer sun beating down on you, you gotta stay hydrated, Wags.
Yeah, you got back-to-back podcast recordings, or you're just going on a walk through the neighborhood on a sunny day. Proper functional hydration is essential in all those scenarios, and Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine.
Use it first thing in the morning before a workout when you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends, or on long flights. I'll say I use it after nights out with friends in Quincy.
Yeah.
Feel great the next morning. I take it. I got a bunch of it at my house. I take Liquid IV all the time.
With just one stick, you can hydrate real life 2 times faster than water alone. Plus, get essential vitamins and 3 times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting.
Wags, my favorite is the strawberry flavor. And you know what? It's easy to use. They come in these little packets. You put it in an ice-cold glass of water. You mix it up. I love Liquid IV. It's the truth.
And lots of other great flavors like strawberry lemonade, Concord grape, lemon lime, tropical punch, watermelon, and more.
Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C.
You sunk my battleship.
And 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. It's made with quality ingredients and is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Everybody can take it.
Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com. Get some in your kitchen like the Spoon Man.
Hey, that was our review of Bojangles. We got a food stuff. We're going to decide if it's something you should
put in your... Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Very, like, lukewarm, like, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of good.
We don't really care.
They want to get home before it's dark outside. They're going to drive in the dark.
We got a food stuff. We're going to decide if it's something you should put in your mouth. It's snack or whack. And hey, we have a very special treat
for
us on stage and for everyone here after the show, which is that Nashville's own Black Box ice cream truck is here. And they have brought us some wares of theirs to sample. We have ourselves, stepping on stage is, I believe, Alex from Black Box. Hi, Alex. Holly is also here. Last time we were in Nashville, they were working in someone else's truck, and in the interim, they have started their own truck, which is pretty rad. So
it's all theirs.
All theirs.
Go get some ice cream after the show, unless you guys are you trying to leave. All right, they'll stick around.
Okay, great. You guys are sticking around for Kid Rock show afterwards? Okay, great. They'll be here anyway. This is Snack or Whack Cream Dreamer Nightmare Edition. So we've got a couple of flavors from Black Box Ice Cream Truck. We got some vanilla and we got some ube. Yes? Oh, wow. Ube, a purple sweet potato.
You motherfucker. They have so many good flavors. You got vanilla.
This is exactly what I would have gotten as well. Nick, great job.
Thanks, Jesse. I talked with them before the show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, get us some great flavors. And they were like, ube, the ube is good. And I was like, great, we'll get the ube, I'll trust you. And then I may have asked for vanilla I like vanilla. Vanilla's a flavor. But
the Tang,
if you do a good vanilla.
Flavor, the Tang creamsicle.
You guys do a good
tang
vanilla,
creamsicle?
Don't you?
Tangsicle.
Tangsicle,
get the tangsicle.
Yeah. Tangsicle. You wanted the tangsicle.
I wanted the tangsicle.
Can I, Alex, before I said, because Alex mentioned tangsicle, and he said probably the only tang that Mitch would get. Jesse's explaining the joke to Mike.
I actually did bring some Tang. A little container of Tang at the hotel. You're right. Tangsicle is my favorite flavor. Alex, you guys were both nice enough to send this to us during a pandemic. You sent me...
That's right.
Yeah, we sent you, I think, 4 flavors?
Yeah, yep, yeah. And I shared them with Mother. We enjoyed them. But now I'm happy to share with you guys. Let's do it, Wags. I'm excited. There's one... The ube is purple.
Michael, do you think they could make some ice cream with my milk?
Jesus. There was a thing on Instagram about like legalized mother-son marriage.
Yeah.
And I got tagged in it so many fucking times. It sucks. Don't do that. Like a popular meme, and like my friends will scroll and be like, why is Mitch tagged like fucking 100? Now they know why. They get it.
All right. You guys are tasting the... Jesse, it looks like you've tasted both flavors. Have you yet to taste
this
one?
This purple one only could describe it as a Grimace's load, I'd say.
These are fire. These
that
are really good.
Ingredient.
These...
Yeah. Grimace's load is a secret ingredient? Now, ube, I heard the security guard was eating it outside, letting people go in and out of the theater, just eating the ube ice cream. And he was saying that it's supposed to taste like cookies, but it's a sweet potato. It tastes exactly like a cookie. It
definitely
like
has
cookie
like a cookie,
ingredients.
Yeah, cookie flavor to it.
It's truly
cookie
wild.
Batter.
It's really, really good.
Really delicious. The color is so vibrant, too.
Have you guys had this kind of stuff before, like the ube or like?
I've had ube.
Is taro also related to ube? Or is
they're the same thing, just different cultures call it different things. So ube is a purple sweet potato in the Philippines.
Oh,
in
right
the USA
on.
We call it Grimace's load. All right, that ube is fantastic.
It's really good.
It's really,
ube.
Really,
it's
really,
really
good.
Yeah.
If you told me that, if you were like, it's a sweet potato, I'd be like, this is going to taste like shit. Tastes great. Tastes great.
Yeah.
Tastes really good.
The vanilla, Wags, yeah.
How's the vanilla?
Look, I love vanilla. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Vanilla is a flavor. It's an exotic bean. What I like about this one is that you can see the little bean fragments in here. And so we're getting a lot of real vanilla bean. You can tell that. I really like that just like...
Out.
What's that?
He's got a microscope out. He's looking at the...
I got a jeweler's loop examining each individual bean.
That was on you guys' rider for backstage, right?
Microscope. We both use it. I use it for a different reason.
Oh, this is delicious. I mean, the texture is so creamy and smooth. Vanilla flavor is really strong. Yeah, I mean, this is a fucking home run as far as it's considered a conventional flavor, but this is a really good execution of it. Really, really like it. I don't know, what do you guys think of them flavors?
I think they're great. I like vanilla as well. Nick, when I used to get milkshakes, I don't do anymore. I turned over a new leaf. No more milkshakes. What's a good rhyme for that? Like, no meat shall I eat, no shakes shall I take?
No shakes shall I take is pretty... Partake is good. That's a punch up, yeah.
I think we'll stick with take. But vanilla was always my thing. Vanilla malt. Like, I think that's the best type of shake to get. But... This purple doodad here, this would give it a run for its money for sure. I'd like to get this in a big, like a big 32
ounce. That's fucking great.
Travel cup.
Pint.
Yeah, really good.
Do we have any more spoons over there?
I took.
He used fucking all three
used,
of them.
Yeah, I Jesse used all the spoons.
You used three of the four spoons?
How did you use three spoons? There's two flavors. What did you do?
Here, Wags, just use this. It's either, actually use mine.
No,
you
good,
and I
no,
have basically.
No, I'm good.
I kissed you before the flight. Here we go.
You could just use your vanilla.
I mean,
why would you use...
No, I was going to have it. It's for a different purpose.
Oh, yeah. Just use yours.
That's what I've been doing. Never mind. I was getting too fancy.
He looks like a real weirdo holding that spoon, though. I gotta tell you.
I'll taste some of your vanilla. Yeah, also good.
His is good, too.
His is also good.
All right. Good.
So a lot of consistency between the batches.
Love
that. Guess what? I will get some Tang tonight, for real. I will. Oh,
Emma's bringing
we got
some forks. Forks are fine. Forks will get the job done.
Let's not bring Emma on a 420 show ever again.
Mitch, send the forks.
Got a knife for you, dude.
Send both over.
I'm sorry about the whole spoon thing. It's like...
He deserved them.
And the flavors over to Matthew. You guys don't have to have those because we had some, so if you're worried about germs...
He has to eat it. He has to eat it.
Mitch not getting clean utensils. Handing them both to James.
Hey, if I got it, you got it, baby. Let's roll. Let's roll with it.
Yeah, you will have some news to tell your mom now.
Tomorrow, I'm not okay.
Yeah, these are great. Congratulations. This is awesome. And yeah, you guys enjoy Black Box Ice Cream Truck after
the show. What were we supposed to judge? What was the question? Cream or dream?
Cream, dream, or nightmare?
Cream, dream. It's a cream,
it's a cream dream.
Both of them are cream dreams.
Cream dream.
Snacks all around. They're
snacks
delicious.
All around. Support local businesses. Hey, and just like a restaurant, about your feedback, let's open to the feedback. All right, so Emma, you've got some questions that you've screened, and we are going to take some from some audience members.
Hell yeah. Actually, Amelia screened these from LA for me because she's the MVP.
Hi, Amelia, later when you're listening to this.
Woohoo!
She's not going to listen.
No, it's her job to listen to it.
She was listening to it. She was listening to tomorrow's episode, and she was like, I don't get it. This was true.
Yes.
She texted us that.
She said, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You'll see tomorrow.
She'll never understand. It's okay. I hope she doesn't. So I got Ryan, if I said that right, Mr. Viper from the Doscord, Zach G, and Bill.
All right, so come on, step over here. Say hi to Emma. Big hand for Emma Erdbrink, everybody.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Oh, okay, you have your name.
All right. Hey, guys.
What's
hi.
Up?
Hey.
Thanks so much for doing the show. This is great. You got Mike and JF, man. That rules.
Two of the greats. Two of the funniest.
How the fuck do you know this guy? What the fuck's going on here?
My wife and I flew out here from Charlotte for this. We're so excited.
You
for
flew out from Charlotte? Yeah. The home of Bojangles. Was it because of Bojangles?
No, it was because of this shit.
I'm sorry. Tell us your name again.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yes. So your favorite band is in town, and before their show, they're stopping by your place for dinner. Mm. What are you cooking for them or picking up from a nearby restaurant?
It's good that you know the Kid Rock is my favorite band.
Wow.
That's
okay,
tough,
so
huh?
Gustav Holst in my home. You'd want a feast of some kind. No, that's a great question. Thank you, Ryan. Mitch, in your case, it's got to be Dave Matthews, right?
Pink Floyd is probably my favorite band.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Wow. So Roger Waters, David Gilmour.
Yeah, I'd have to have a meal so good it would reunite Waters and Gilmour.
Wow. Wow.
They probably want we want hasty pudding or some bullshit. Hasty pudding.
They want award. Hasty pudding, yep.
Hasty pudding is an award, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a Harvard fucking bullshit award they give out.
So basically a meal that would impress my favorite band. We're picking them up and
picking
we're getting
them up,
food.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're picking up Roger Waters from the airport like Jesse did with the mm-hmm. Doughboys.
Mm-hmm.
They're hopping into your Nissan Altima.
Yeah.
And you're going back to
mommy. Mom's house?
Your mom's house.
Okay.
And what is she going to prepare?
Hmm.
What, you know what? Mitch, you have a showstopper dish you can prepare.
That's
your bar
true.
Pizza.
My bar pizza.
You got to do your bar pizza. It's fucking great. It's a home run.
And I could do like something funny, but like, if you don't eat your bar pizza, you can't have any pudding.
Yeah. They would love that. They'd love that so much.
Oh, that's from our record, mate. That's lovely. It's wonderful, mate.
That's lovely. We love that. I think I would make my bar pizza for them.
You gotta.
I Wags, you've had it now. You enjoyed it. I made it for a few people in LA now. I'm starting to make it more and more.
I love it. It's great.
I'm going to make bar pizza. You know what? If I'm in LA, I'll get them some Ye Rustic wings.
There you go.
Pick up some Ye Rustic wings, and then on the East Coast, some Fat Cat wings. There we go. Done deal. I'm done. I'm done with my answer, baby.
Good job, Mitch.
That was insane, yeah.
Jesse, do you,
you
have
know what? But if I was, if DMB was coming over, you know what I pick up? A little Wendy's. That was good too.
That was really good.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, something they can shit out over a bridge later.
Man freed the apartheid war. For real. Dave Matthews is a good man.
Yeah, I like Dave Matthews. It
He's
wasn't
a great
it wasn't,
man, and everyone remembers him for the shit truck.
That incident wasn't their fault. That was the
you
driver.
You are lucky to get the shit fucking poured on you. Yep. These fools complaining about the shit Dave Matthews shit it on, rain it down on me.
Look, if you're going to be shit on while you're in a boat, wouldn't you want to find out later on that it was from Dave Matthews?
It would be great.
Versus like a random tour bus filled with senior citizens headed to a casino. It's like, no, that Dave Matthews tour bus. Like, yes. Dave Matthews shit got on me.
That's way better.
It's great.
Yep, lawsuit.
Lawsuit, sure. But also just the story.
I'd pay them. I'd pay them money.
I'd pay them money to sit to squat under a glass table while they shit onto me.
Why, so...
Yeah.
First of all, you got to come up with a band. I know this is going to be a... You had a joke answer before.
Yeah. So, actual...
Metallica.
Yeah, I do like Metallica. Boy, that would really be something. So, we got Rob Trujillo. We got Kirk Hammett. We got... Jason Newsted isn't going to be there, but maybe he shows up.
Awkward.
That would be weird.
Awkward.
Yep.
And they got both bassists there. Newsted left over under his own accord, so it's probably no bad blood there.
They get in the car, and then you turn on Napster.
Oh, boy. Lars is going to lose it. Lars is there. James Hetfield, of course. Boy, what the fuck does Metallica... What do I make for Metallica?
Some kind of meal-ster.
Some kind of meal-ster. You know what? Good. Honestly, I do. I'd pan-sear some ribeyes for them because I think they'd like that. Okay. I know how to cook a good steak, and I could whip up some potatoes. So
do they all eat meat?
I actually don't know if they all eat meat.
This is your favorite band.
Well, I don't know their dietary habits. I like them. I don't know what they... I don't know if they eat... Oh, shit. Kirk Hammett is sober, I know. So you know what? It will be a dry occasion.
Mm. Hey, so no whiskey in the jar, huh?
Oh, that would be fun. Like a whiskey in a jar mocktail.
Do it now,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What else? What else?
Jesse, Mike, you guys got a favorite band? Favorite musical artist?
No.
Fair.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I like a lot of stuff, but I think I would probably take them to Slow Burn, get them some fucking
there you go.
Hot chicken.
You got a band shirt on, don't you?
Yeah, I do, I guess.
You got a Black Flag shirt on.
Wow, very cool. You were wearing a Black Flag shirt yesterday.
It's the only shirt I have. Yeah, I don't know. And then I'd probably get them out of my house as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
That's a good move, yeah.
Hey, speaking of cool shirts, next questioner wearing a Dog Dobark Fest
wow.
T-shirt.
Wow. You're the one.
That's the one we sold.
Hey, the guys. One we sold it to.
Hi, what's your name? What's your question?
Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Seen you guys in Huntsville, Boston, and
wow.
now here.
Damn. Yeah,
hopefully you'll come to Memphis one time, maybe. I don't know.
Damn. You got go to come to Memphis. You got to go to Memphis, yeah.
An awful version of following the Grateful Dead around.
Exactly. Now, has there been a restaurant, maybe defunct, that you missed the chance to go and now you regret it?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Great question.
That's a fucking great question.
Defunct restaurant no longer exists. You missed your opportunity.
I'll say it right here. I mean, I've been to the one in Disney, but it would be fun to... I always wanted to go to the Brown Derbies in L.A. that don't exist
anymore.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. The big hat. One of them looks like a hat.
Yeah, the original
Brown Derby
gone.
Fan. There's other there's more that I was just thinking of because of the pandemic that have closed.
Right.
That was just very
I'm racking
nice
my brain. One that
up.
I've never, you know what? Fuck. But Godfather's Pizza is still around, and I don't think it's necessarily that good. Mm-hmm. What's one that's closed? Boy, this is a real head scratcher.
There was a place over in the Rivergate area here. It was like a Caribbean jerk chicken place that I went to one time. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so made me look fucking stupid in front of everyone. there's like a chain that does like jerk chicken and stuff like that.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'll go fuck myself. I'll be out back.
Calypso Cafe, maybe? Is that what you're talking about?
What?
Calypso Cafe? Is that what you're talking
no,
about?
No,
Hell no, it wasn't Calypso Cafe.
When Grumpy White's was closing,
yes,
which you said was like the mascot of Quincy or
yes,
something, it was in Quincy. I tried to get it one last time, and it did close before I got it.
That's
like
a bummer.
The closest I could remember to like
yeah,
a place that closed down that I couldn't get.
The defunct fast food chain part of it, or defunct chain restaurant part of it, is what's tricky.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these are just still just hanging on by a thread,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's still just like a handful of locations. Like I mentioned before, this defunct chain Spoons that I used to go to as a
yeah,
kid. And apparently there's still like two Spoons in Orange County, California. There's still two of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and one that's completely wiped off the map. What was that fucking one we talked about? Not Captain D's, but there was another chain that was at one point in Florida, and it used to be a bunch of places, and now it's completely off the map.
I have no idea.
We talked about
it
with our friend Stony Sharp for a bit.
Look what you've done.
Okay, yeah. Everyone's answering. Yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
There's a place, Louis Lunch. It's like the oldest burger stand.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Louis Lunch? What the fuck? Oh, there's some Massachusetts people or New England people.
Yeah.
Came
with a brown derby
Louis
guy.
Louis C.K.'s lunch closed down after everything happened.
His biscuits were really good, though. Pollo Tropical is the name of the restaurant. It was very good. I think it's in, maybe it's just in Florida, but it's really good.
Dalia's Deli, I want to check out.
Sure. Yeah, what the fuck? I'm looking at a list of defunct burger. This is scintillating
content.
Well, this
is bad. You're spiraling.
Here's one called Chicken George. What the fuck is that? That'll be my answer. I wish I'd gone to Chicken George.
Yeah. You
Founded
know what?
In Maryland.
I wish I'd gone to Chicken George, too.
Yeah.
Chicken
yeah,
George is our final. He's gone.
Chicken George. He's gone.
There's just the Doughboy's hot dog shirt. Gave up and went home. What's up?
Hi, our next questioner.
Hi, my name is Zach George. Chicken
Hi,
George
Zach.
Was my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Wow.
No, I do have a theory about Bojangles. I think you guys walked in on a robbery. I think they were robbing the restaurant, and that's why it was closed.
Wow. That's eerily similar to what happens in Ambulance. People
seen
Michael Bay's Ambulance?
Life imitates
My
art.
My favorite movie of the year so far. It's a fucking
it is
home
good.
Run. It's
Ambulance
so fucking
is a lot
good.
Of fun.
It's so great. But there's like, the spoiler light, it's in the first act, but that same sort of thing happens in a bank.
Yeah.
Where they're just like trying to do business as usual in the midst of a robbery because the people that have taken them hostage are trying to do that to like look natural, like act natural. I don't think that's what happened to this Bojangles. If it was, that guy was acting so
yeah,
unbelievably natural.
Up above and beyond.
Yeah.
He was good at his job.
Yeah.
He's like, just cool it, man. Cool it. We got to do this. We got to make them their meal. It's the Doughboys, damn it. Ambulance, great. Great way to wash the taste out of your mouth of this show. Head to the theaters right after
Check
this.
Check it out. It's great.
Go and see it. It's great.
So I did have an actual question. What chain restaurant?
The fuck?
All right, let's relax.
Fucking attitude.
So what chain restaurant would you want to see the founder style movie about?
Oh, fuck,
like, this is a great question.
Maybe like a show like The Jinx about the Pinkberry, maybe something like that. I don't know.
The Pinkberry story is fascinating because that you know, and like all these places are owned and founded by monsters. Zach stepping away. Are you being held hostage? Is that what's going on? Just ask the Doughboys a question or an act natural. the Pinkberry story, that I think I said this on the podcast back when we covered Pinkberry, is that the fucking owner, who's a legendary piece of shit, got arrested for beating up an unhoused guy with a tire iron. He just beat the shit out of this poor dude and then like went to prison for it.
Oh, that was the bad part?
Yeah, that was the bad part.
Oh, shit, sorry. That's awful. No, that's awful. They're all pieces of shit,
They're
as
all
we find
of shit.
Out.
But that's like but you know, does that invite a Jinx-style docu-series? Maybe it might also be just like a one-off thing because it's like one incident. You know what my actual answer is? Rocky Aoki. who is the founder of Benihana.
Benihana, that's good.
Also the father of DJ Steve Aoki and actress Devin Aoki.
Yeah.
And he was just an amazingly eccentric dude with a wild life, founded the Benihana. The Beatles went to the original Benihana. That's how like iconic it was at one point. And he also got really into racing speedboats.
They're cooking it in front of us. I was doing the Beatles.
That's good.
How does he balance the egg?
Fuck.
That was good.
That was really good.
The onion's a little volcano. There's steam coming out of it.
I should have left. I should have left it on the egg. But yeah. Look, here's what I think we should do: the Doughboys movie.
Wow.
Bruce Valanche and Bruce Valanche doing like an Army Hammer thing with you and me.
That's great.
Playing both roles, we see the fucking origin story of Doughboys. What do you think?
I think we got the casting right here. Jesse Farrar is Nick Weiger, and Matthew is Mike Mitchell.
At the end, when the movie's ending, he goes, two forks for this piece of shit.
Guys, that's our show. Thanks so much for coming out. Jesse Farrar and Mike Hale from Your Kickstarter Sucks. Check it out. Hilarious podcast.
Celtics update.
Big thanks to our production from team Emma and Amelia. Yeah, let's get a Celtics update.
99-94 Celtics.
Wow.
Feel it.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Mitch is excited.
Hell yeah. Bye.
Thanks
I'm
to
going
Sadie's
to watch
Nashville.
It.
Next time on the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
And you know they can never be whacked. The Fat Boys are back. Do you like to the Fat Boys?
What's up, everybody? It's the Spoon Man. And guess what? Tickets are still available for our live shows. That's right. We're on the road, and we're heading to one of my favorite cities. First, on Friday, May 6th, we're going to the Foxwoods Resort and Casino, and we got a show there, and tickets are still available. And then the next night, Saturday, May 7th, we got two shows at the Wilbur Theater, and tickets are still available online now. Just check out HeadGum.com/live and get your tickets today. Again, that's HeadGum.com/live. Do it.
Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
That was a HeadGum podcast.